nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide Program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Chadar, and this is our discussion time. Today we are coming back to our Internet Governance Forum, and the members are here with me, and we are also putting today's context into the issues that are related to protection, and also protection brings you also protection about the coronavirus, and a lot of information is being circulated online on different means about coronavirus. Some of them might not be really reliable information, and others are authentic, and we will be asking the members of the Internet Governance Forum what is what and how can we ensure ourselves that there is no scum in the information we are receiving. But we are starting first with digital protection and information security. This is an area that is also a concern for many. People have been experiencing fraud and what they call cyber crime, and also impersonation. People are assuming other people's personalities, and also they create a lot of inconveniences for others. So with me in the studio is Paulino Buru, member of the IGF, that is the Internet Governance Forum. Welcome, Paulino.
Thank you.
Yes, and also with me in the studio is Danaya Dennis. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, so let us start first explaining the generalities about what is meant by digital protection and information security. And also let me put it, what is a digital risk? Digital security risk when somebody is using a computer or a mobile and or any app. What is the risk? How can you say there is a risk? Yes, any one of you.
Okay, let me take this.
Yeah.
First, before we start answering about what is.
Yeah, the mic. Yeah, speak to the mic. Yeah, mic. Mm. Yes, okay. Mm.
Before we could start talking about what is digital security, mm-hmm. First let's try to look into what is the digital risk.
Yes, digital risk, yes.
Yeah, and what makes a risk digital?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at a digital risk is any risk that plays plays out in one form or another online, outside of an organization, IT infrastructure, and beyond the security perimeter. This can be cyber risk, like phishing link, ransomware via LinkedIn, but can also include traditional risk with a digital component, such as credit card, money flipping, scams, or on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. How does it happen? I'm online, I'm on my own page, or I have my own email, or I have my own Facebook, my own Twitter. So how can it happen?
Well, with digital risk, they exist in so many formats.
Yeah.
Like, for example, on social media and on web channels outside most organizations, line of visibility. Normal organizations struggle to monitor these external unregulated channels for risk targeting their business, their employees, or their customers.
Mm.
Before I can answer how does it happen, let me first give you some few categories of these risk. Include cyber, which is insider threat, phishing, malware, these IT terms. And then we have physical threats or natural disasters. For example, current what we have, like the epidemic that's swiping out the wall.
Yeah.
Those can we call some of the risk. And then due to the explosive growth of digital risk, organizations need a flexible, automated approach that can make that happen. Now, how do those things happen?
Mm.
Information is the new gold of the world.
Mm. Yeah.
Information is the new gold of the world.
Yeah.
So people tend to obtain information not through regular channels. That's how all this start from. Most people want to get, for example, finances. If they cannot get it in the right way, since they know you do transactions online, so they go and trap and put some traps online that can be able to obtain, for example, your credit card information, and then they can go and use it. Or some, like a competitor, can set traps online that can collect information to do with the business, how some company run their businesses, just to use it against the for their own interest. That's how basically all this happens.
Any addition from your colleague?
I know we have used a lot of technical technical terms. But I would love to say to someone who might not understand some of these terms, these days people talk about digital citizenship. That means people are now associated with platforms, for example, online computers, and people interact with different devices. And just like at home, we have risks. For example, if you're in your house and you leave your house open, anyone can come there and can tamper with what you have. And it's the same thing when we talk about, the digital platforms. Just like he mentioned online, maybe the cybersecurity, even on social media. Let me just bring it closer. So there are a lot of things that happen that put you at risk. For example, I can post something online which is not intended to portray your image, and then that's already a risk. Maybe somebody can get into my accounts and tampering with who I am, my personality, and things like that. So those things happen on a daily basis around the world. So now, bringing to the question, we're talking about the digital risks. Those are the loopholes that we allow to come to affect our participation online on the digital platforms and things like that. So I just wanted to bring it in a little bit.
So you are saying the digital risk is a loophole that we allow. And we have heard a lot of stories, maybe personal, like somebody hacks into another person's account and then find the information, very private information, and share it, spread it across, and then they have led to damaging marriages, damaging personalities, defaming and all that, causing a lot of issues. And people by themselves have also contributed to this. You take your photos and all that, and then you share it. We don't know what is going to happen the next day. So South Sudanese have been exposed to these risks from fraudulence, fraudulent, which we can call hackers or crackers or
The simple word is the hackers.
Yes, and so that brings me to how should I go on living in this open platform?
The open platform.
Yeah, what are the ABCs of ensuring that I want to be safe?
I just say it. Just like in our physical life, if you don't have a good padlock, someone can come and then break your house so easily. And it's the same thing. So online existence needs a lot of security for yourself. That means you really need to take care of yourself. Let me just bring it close to your phone. Your phone might contain a lot of good things which are so personal to you. But then if you don't protect it by putting a password, somebody will come just there and then opens it. You get it? So that it begins from there. So now on these online platforms, when you enter these platforms, many times they request even your personal information. For example, your email, and then maybe your phone numbers that you need to use. So there are people who may be good in guessing. For example, the hackers, they can assume that so-and-so is like this. They try to guess, what you are like online. And others use complicated codes and, trying to crack out. But the thing is that when you are using these online platforms, you need to know that your security is one thing. For example, if you post something here today, it's going out in the whole world, you see? And somebody will be like, wow, you see, something is happening here. So you need to make sure that whatever you do online, really you're passing information. If you meant your, for example, your existence online to pass information. So that is very important. And then the most important of all is, of course, the security of your online platforms. If you're on Facebook, what kind of security do you put on your... There are people... who can protect even their posts, they cannot be shared and things like that.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of, you know, security, what do you call, policies that you can use. That's why it's important when people always want to create those accounts. It's important. Why do you want to get on that platform?
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. So I don't know whether my colleague has
something
to add.
Yes, and also read the terms of usage.
Yeah, terms of usage, they normally put them there. So it's very important. But the problem with us is we don't read.
We don't
so
have time.
When you get online, maybe on Facebook, it asks you, do you agree?
Yeah.
Without reading, you know, what they say. And then you said, yes, I agree. So you don't know what you're agreeing into.
Yeah.
So it becomes...
Somebody's telling you, I'm going to share this information with a third party.
With a third party. And you said, agree, allow. So you find that's how we have always fallen, you know, into traps by hackers.
Let me hear also from, if you want to add something.
Yeah, not really so much. He already spoke about it. It's really just basic. If we bring it to our normal life, we look like before you leave the house, you first make sure you lock the room.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter you have a good lock, padlock or no, but you have to make sure first you lock the room. It's locked. Yeah. That's what you can call it, like checking, like precautions.
Yeah.
Yes, you know you have a padlock, but then first you check. We have seen it with our drivers. When they park their cars, they have the remote. They lock with the remote, but still, it's not satisfactory. They have to go and try to open the door to prove that really it's locked.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing we can do. I mean, our online presence, there are a few things that we have to look at. First of all, before we post anything, we need to ask ourselves thrice, what implications will I have if I posted this now, in the future, and what implications will people who are close to me will also have from the same information that I will post, be it a picture, be it just some random post. The other thing is also, we shouldn't just be subscribing to any any website that you find, and then you start clicking and and going. It's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be sure that this source of the information that I'm getting is legit, so that at least you don't be on a phishing.
So is it easy to know what looks like it is a fishy email, a link that is really leading me somewhere else? How easy is that?
Let me just bring you a very simple that it has happened randomly with so many Junubin.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, someone sent me a friend request pretending to be one of our governors. So, and we never had even a talk, never even met face to face with the governor. And he sent me that my son, I'm in Addis, and I have my building materials coming from Mombasa. They're stuck now in Kampala. They need to be transported to Juba. So are you in position of helping my caretaker there, send him $200 to be able to transport the things to Juba? First, cross check. How close are you to the person? Number two, transportation of materials from Kampala to Juba, $200? No, that's it. Just a few.
Something is not really.
Something is not right. And then if you go to details, you'll find it has a Ugandan number, not even an Addis Ababa number. And secondly, the governor has office manager, has ministers.
Yeah, why you?
Why me? Those are a few questions that you need to put in place. The same thing happens with emails. You'll find random, just you receive an email that you have won a lottery, something like that. And then when you try to follow up, they will tell you, look, you won a lottery from Western Union, but then they'll ask you that you need to deposit some money for the fund to be transferred to you. The money they ask you to deposit, they give you a personal account. It doesn't work. If I'm paying taxes to the government of Swaziland, the taxation has an account with their name in most of these banks. So I go and deposit that. I'm sure, yes, I'm paying to the government.
Yeah.
But then if I'm given a receipt that I'm paying to the government, but then goes there and then the account name is with an individual name, that's already a scam.
Yeah.
I mean, those are things that we need to cross check and at least follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. The Dennis and Paulino from the Internet Governance Forum. We have spoken much about what is digital risk, and also what can we do to protect ourselves from digital risks. Now, I mean, this Corona pandemic, which has been announced by the World Health Organization, a lot of information is running around. We see videos, we see somebody, this thing is treated, this thing doesn't affect that, and all that kind of thing. So the average person can be at loss. So how can you help us here?
I just wanted to say this. It's true that there's too much information going on about the coronavirus. You find someone can sit down and then thinks of a message that I think I should pass this message. I've received a lot of them, voice message on Messenger, on WhatsApp, like almost in all the groups you find people are sharing information about this.
Yeah.
So this is really very threatening because when you look at, for example, as the young people who have access to the media, and then there are ordinary people who don't have access. They don't know what is happening on WhatsApp. And then you begin to tell them how coronavirus and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, threats from the words that we read online. And then we're telling people who even don't understand what the coronavirus is, you see. So this has been happening a lot. And it's something that I have always told people, please don't share information if you don't know the source. You see, so this is like to us in the country, the young people. Please, it's very important. We need to be very careful where we get the source. You know, that's another thing. When you're sharing something, you need to know where is that message coming from. Personally, I love going to the World Health Organization website, or else to, you know, UNICEF. I know organizations that, you know, they may have concrete information.
They have their unique logos.
Yeah. For example, there was a message passing through with the logo of UNICEF. And then they're saying this message is from UNICEF. Yeah. And then shortly I went to the UNICEF page and then they were refuting the information. Yeah. They said this is not from them. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, you know, information which is not correct on the online platforms.
Let me hear also from Paulino.
Checking the source of information is very, very, very important. For the last couple of days, there's been a lot of information, like there's already a breakthrough with the coronavirus test from China and blah, blah, blah. But then the good thing is WHO give information out in their own website. And then the Center for Disease Control and Protection from the U.S., they also post it. And not only that, they tell you, please follow up with the local health authority, which in our case is our Minister of Health, which I don't know if they do have a website or no. That's for...
They're giving press conferences, whatever there is.
Yeah, so they're giving their press conferences. That's enough to give us into point. The other thing is, how can this digital all help support the country or the people in the current situation? Let me just take you to our neighboring Kenya. They have already trying to come up with a policy whereby all the mobile operating companies, at least they give a slot of 30 seconds, a message alert, just to give alert to people on text message or on WhatsApp groups. They can give you a message, hey, this about alerts about coronavirus. This morning, I watched on Al Jazeera. When you go to Twitter, you try to get some information. The Center for Disease Control and Protection, if the information is legit, at the end they will give you that this information is legit and it's from Center for Disease and for Disease Control and and Protection approves it. So those are kind of information that we really need.
And also, let me bring this point also. Many people are running around saying, posing themselves to be kind of very creative, and they say, yes, I have it, I have the treatment here. You come, whether it is herbal, it is what and what, they say, you drink this, you eat this, and then people are running away with a lot of these things, right? So people should not just go and say there is a treatment somewhere or it doesn't affect somebody is saying outrageous thing like it doesn't affect Africans.
the heat and temperature
and all that kind of things. And but people should be waiting until an official.
Yes, and to the best of my knowledge, South Sudan has not confirmed any case
yet.
And of course, people are scared. It's like, you know, there's a coronavirus in South Sudan or stuff mm-hmm. like that. But now what we need to do right now is that to create awareness, you know, for the masses, for the people to know. Mm. We should not just be talking about it if we don't understand it. Yeah. I mean, we should be able to share with our family members when we understand exactly what the coronavirus is and then the measures that are being put there in place. Mm-hmm. Some people are already getting angry. Why should, you know, our president announce that no, you know, ABCD, you know, because they don't understand and how this virus is being, you know, transmitted. But I think that is all is for the good of, you know, every citizen in the country.
And good enough for those all millions of or thousands of Facebook users.
Mm-hmm.
There is also links from these organizations. You go there and instead of chatting and going into those funny groups, mm-hmm. you go to these websites, get the credible information and share it around
and then share it around.
To the people who are there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Paulino and Dennis from the Internet Governance Forum. Now we will be going to interaction with our listeners who can call us on the numbers that they regularly know, but for any person who has not been calling, the numbers are 0912-06-2950 and also 0912-06-2079, and on MTN it is 0921902950 and also 0921902079. And our SMS line is 0929-693205. And I've already received some SMS here, but let me start with the callers. Hello? Hello? Yes, welcome.
This is John Ford from Dongle.
Johnson?
Yes.
Johnson from Dongle, welcome. Which part of Dongle?
Bor,
welcome.
Yeah. I thank you for the program.
welcome.
Yeah. I want to know from the two guys in the studio from the Internet Governance Forum.
Go ahead, we are listening.
Yeah. It is good that you have come to the radio station this evening. You know, there are some misleading information going on the internet. And for our case here in South Sudan, when someone posting something here, the villagers start to believe that, and there are some fake information that been posted there. Mm-hmm. Are you guys in touch with the government authorities in order to monitor the fake news on the internet?
Okay, good question there. Question there. Monitoring the fake news on the internet. Okay, let's get right away a reaction to that question from Johnson from Bor. Any one of you?
Johnson, the good information is the IGF is a multi-stakeholder and we have the government with us in place, so we've been working hand in hand at least to ensure that we set up some proper channels how to handle such kind of fake news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So at least there is a work and a mechanism.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is this. We talked about it before. Before you see any information, you need to verify that this information is correct.
Yeah.
So don't just believe in any message. For example, if it comes from the Ministry of Health, we assume that if it is the minister who gave a circular, definitely it might be signed or, you know, there should be something to validate the information.
Mm.
So not everything online is correct. You need to make sure you verify the information.
Mm.
And then, of course, it's a little bit hard to control what, you know, people are posting online.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is you to take the lead and make sure that you get the correct information. If you see the information shared, for example, if I shared something and then it's not the same with what my colleague has shared, you know, and then that definitely...
That will check.
Yeah,
you need
to always check around.
Okay, let me get another caller. Hello?
Gabriel Sedar, good evening.
Good evening, welcome. Who's calling and from where?
Maoya.
Maoya, welcome.
Thank you so much for the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say something on personal information security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, here in Juba, there is so many internet cafe where you go and log in or even visit your Facebook or any platform. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, maybe you leave, you forget it on without, you know, lock it out. Mm-hmm. And also the owner of that internet cafe may not remind you about your personal information about your Facebook account that you often. Maybe he will not tell you that, please first close your Facebook account and then you leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then, because man, I visit one of them, but they don't remind the customers and okay. their customers about their safety.
Okay, good.
So my first question is, mm-hmm. can you guys try to drop some policy and distribute it to those internet cafe owners so that they must put the safety of their customer first?
Okay, good.
Yeah. Good. Can I say something little about the coronavirus?
If it is related to shared information on digital platforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there is a need for National Ministry of Health, you know, to have a website whereby they put the right information whereby each of every citizen must get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay. right now, I don't understand if there is a website for a Ministry of Health.
Yeah, that is something we have to check also, yeah.
Yeah, that is something we really need to put it forward. Because we have a vulnerable citizen who does not know how to use the internet.
Mm-hmm.
If the ministry, if a national ministry have a website and they put the rules and the guidelines that came directly from World Health Organization, mm-hmm. I think the rest of the citizen will follow the same way. But here, money ministry, they don't have a website. That is the problem now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, they have to develop a platform. Thank you so much, Gabriel.
Thank you, Maoya. Let's go straight away to comment on Maoya. These are two important issues as brought up there. The responsibility by the this which calls sometimes customer protection,
customer
right?
Protection,
yes, internet cafe and so
yes.
on. Yes,
some of these things, you know, some people open businesses because they are being overwhelmed and they think this is a good business. And then they don't mind about the security of their clients, which is very alarming in this case. What I would say is the reason why we're here is to create this awareness so that you need to know that your personal information is very, very important. When you go to some browsers, some websites, you log in, they will ask you, do you want the browser to remember your password?
Yeah.
You see, so that question is very important. And the problem may be somebody will just rush because of saying yes, because you don't want to say no, you know, online to anything. So you find somebody will just click yes, and then the browser saves the password. So when somebody comes later and then logs with that account, definitely the person can have access to your login details, which is very risky. So it begins with you as an individual. I said it before that when you're going to any platform, you need to know why you're going there.
Yeah.
So the security first of all begins with you, and awareness begins with mm-hmm. you. So I would say it's unfortunate. Yeah, these things are happening in town, but you know it's very important that ourselves we get the information right.
Yeah.
That you need to protect yourself.
Thanks, Dennis, for that. Let me hear from Paulina, you want to react on one question or so?
Yeah, in regards to website for the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Health actually has a website, and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's just about people don't know where to access it.
Okay.
So at least that's a good information.
You can search
from
it by Google also, Ministry of Health South Sudan.
Yeah,
South Sudan.
Yeah, okay. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So at least that one, it can. Yes, indeed, some ministries don't have, but then Ministry of Health, it do have a website.
Yeah.
And at least we need to cross-check it out, at least.
And this is the right time to check it there.
Yeah, to follow up with the ministry.
Even, you know, people now are... because we are taken up by something that is taking place abroad more than things that are happening here.
Within here.
We had had cholera, nobody asked about it. We had
locusts here.
We have locusts, we have malaria. People don't worry.
Yeah.
When you say something happening in Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
they say, oh, that is something we have to follow.
Yeah.
You are listening to Nationwide Program on Radio Miraya. With me in the studio are members of the Internet Governance Forum, Paulino Buru and Denaya Dennis, and we will be taking more questions and comments from the listeners and also the SMS messages.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Somebody from Apada in Awil, that is Juma Burko Osman, is saying he's wondering whether we can really overcome digital risks in South Sudan. Maybe I say this is somebody everywhere in the world there are still risks.
Yeah.
So
yes, we can overcome.
Yeah.
We can overcome. Mm. And as we are growing, you know, it also depends on the infrastructure and the kind of, you know, systems that we put in place. But for our own case, it starts with us. This is all I want to say.
Yes,
that
okay.
The risks, you know, you can avoid them.
Yeah.
By making sure that if you're putting passwords, you need to know where you're putting your passwords and
some
who is...
Some people don't change their passwords for 3 years.
Yeah, for 3 years. And even you forget your password, and maybe somebody tries to hack into your account, it really becomes alarming. So it has happened a lot on Facebook, for example, where people's accounts have been hacked. You find somebody sends a link. The moment you click on that link, the person has access to you. Yeah, so it is gone. So we need to be very careful.
Yeah. Now, let me give this question to Paulino. This is from Ustaz Angelo Garang in Chimele. He says, I want to ask these guys in the studio, what can you do with those who send wrong information with wrong photos into Facebook? I like to get a lot of things when I exploring the internet, which is totally, he feels bad about it. But what can he do?
Mm. Yeah. Well, Ustaz, some of the things we are working on a policy that at least can be able to track down if you have a fake information or you are found to be spreading some fake information. In some countries, you can be penalized and you can be taken to a court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we are not yet there, but I'm sure one day we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. We'll set up all these policies that will take place. But for now...
Mm-hmm.
You have to you have to ignore. You need to know which one is fake and which one is not right.
Yeah.
And you consume that is good for yourself.
Yeah. This one also, any one of you can take it, is from Mabur Makwajagog from Rumbek. He's wondering what can be done to somebody whose account has been locked due to misuse of email or password. A very technical question. Yes, you don't go to the market
let me answer that.
Yeah.
Normally with all these accounts, they give you options for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Either be a phone number or another email address that is not yours. So as you are trying to work out this, you make sure at least you have someone who you trust. You can put the email or the phone number to be your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only the best way. And the other thing is your password, always have it changed, and then also keep record of your passwords.
Mm-hmm.
What password have you used this month? You put it down. Next month when they're changing, you don't repeat the same. You put on a different password and record it down in a note. It's always good to keep your to remember mm-hmm. your passwords. Yeah.
Let me get to the callers. Hello, Nationwide.
Gabriel.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling?
Good evening. This is Abraham Akur.
Abraham,
from
welcome, Abraham. Yeah.
Thank you. So, the issue of coronavirus become the biggest issue here in the world.
Mm.
Yeah, in South Sudan, people were talking of war, and now there is no war. People are just talking about coronavirus. and they don't know this is the biggest, the more than even that war of ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I want just to ask a question. My question is, people here, they are told to protect themselves, but there is no protection that I can see, that I have seen now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of gathering, I can even still see people in the club watching football and all the other people gathering in different places, like in a school. Students are still going to school. Some people also go to school and all these things. And I heard that all these things will not be there because we need to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. As the saying goes, prevention is better than cure. Now, is there any prevention? And I don't think which measures are we going to take
mm-hmm.
to prevent people from going to these places.
Of course, this is maybe might not be the competence of the Internet Governance Forum, but this is about enforcement. But question, let me put it in another way: that why people are not taking information seriously. So,
and also,
Go ahead.
And also, in addition,
yeah,
the other source of information, like here in Radio Maria, other radios here in South Sudan and all these things. Mm. But some radios are not, in other places, radio are not working there.
Yeah.
How will we reach these people also?
Okay.
There is no access to those people, and I want to see whether might be, they will be going there to talk about coronavirus, or they will just stay here and just tell the people of Juba only.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what I can say.
Thanks for your question there. Makur, who will take it?
I like his point. Yes. I like his point where the people who don't have access to radio stations and the social media which we are passing information through.
Yeah.
And I think as different stakeholders, we really have an important role to play.
Mm.
For example, if you know an information, it's good for you to share the correct information. You can share with your family, you can share with the people who are around you.
Mm.
However, I think we are also trying to think of what we can do best. There are people who use their telephones. At least everyone has access to telephone, you know, and the network. So we are still kind of trying to, you know, come up with ideas on how even other the telecom companies can share messages with the people out there in the local languages, as you know, as soon as possible, so that everybody is in the same track.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, about getting information, people need to always listen to information, which is very important. If something is said, it's good, you know, to listen to it.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Let me also get to one of the callers. Hello.
Sorry.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling? Welcome. Marhaba bik, Manoj. Shukran. شكراً شكراً منوت. يمكن الصوت ما واضح كويس, لكن برضه هو نفس الكلام يتكلم إنه في تجمع, في gathering, في association. A lot of people are still ignoring the facts. But also, these are just what is being. But once you hear that there is this kind of disease has reached South Sudan, that is really the critical time to avoid and try to implement whatever has been asked by the authorities, national and local authorities on that. Let me go also to one question from Bor. That is from Peter Goyanyang. From Bor is saying, are there rules and regulations that monitor the use of internet and social media in the country? Who can take that?
Okay,
Paulino. Yeah.
Let me take it. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we don't have any, like, specifically for use of internet and social media, we don't have a role.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no any law.
Okay, there are no laws, but you are trying to develop them.
Yeah, yeah. trying to work it out. Yeah.
The different bodies are trying to come up with those kind of policies mm-hmm. to be put in place. Yeah.
Okay, let me take another caller. Hello? Hello?
Yes, it's Adad.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling? Come again, Bidal?
Bidal Songa from Yambio.
Welcome, Bidal, from Yambio.
This is what I have this time of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the Facebook finance would be great. And Ajata, Gabila Kira. There are, especially, for example, and the great girl Muru Yut. There are Nayatana, the Nasanim, what a sitting. But in Toman, the Facebook, Al Kalamba, the Ajit, because in great name. As a Barnamita Ebola. Now, Tanin magnify in English. You have to and Bra move another to find our energy.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for your question. Let me take another caller. Hello?
Yes, Gabriel. How are you?
Good, I'm fine. Who's calling?
Yeah, Peter Gatkosran from YouTube.
Welcome, Peter.
Yeah, my question is this to the guest. You know, what is the best way of using internet in South Sudan
mm-hmm.
and media?
Come again.
Yeah, that is my question.
Okay.
What is the best way of using internet in South Sudan?
Okay, good. If there is such a thing, we will be hearing it. Hello. The caller there is not picking, or is not getting me, or I'm not getting him. I don't know which is which, but this is Nationwide on Radio Mira. It's me, Gabriel Shadar, and also with me in the studio are Paulino and Dennis from the Internet Governance Forum, and we are talking here about cyber protection and also related to awareness creation on the information that is being shared about coronavirus, which is known also as COVID-19. Let me get your quick reactions to the callers, and because I'm left with 5 minutes to conclude.
Yes, the resident yes, caller mm-hmm. just talked about the best way to use internet and media.
Yeah.
There's no formula.
No formula. Just protect formula. Yourself.
Just to protect yourself.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yes, Paulina, you want to answer something? Comment on something?
To answer someone how to restrict like this random pause of incident and stuff.
Yeah,
It's possible can be restricted, and that one
it can even be brought to court.
The government can be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, we cannot hold our annual conference that's supposed to happen end of this month just because of the corona, and because the president has said gathering more than 10 people is not allowed. So we are informing the public, it's not from our own making, but it's not going to be happening. So we're going to pause it until when things get calm, that when that conference again is going to take place.
Can you elaborate more? When were you supposed to hold your annual conference, and who was supposed to attend it?
Well, the conference was supposed to take place on the 28th of this month, March, and is supposed to be attended by multi-stakeholders. We have from the government, from the business community, from technical,
society.
The legal, civil societies, even some organizations that are supposed to join us in brainstorming how to set up some policies that can govern the internet use in the country. That was the basic setup for the conference. Mm-hmm. And we normally have it every year. And before the conference, we normally have a school for internet governance, whereby we train people on how to use the internet and what are the risks available and all the things, and so that they can become also ambassadors in other places. But for this year, unfortunately, it's not going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do regret for that. But then we are hoping when things get well, we can be able to conduct it again.
Thank you, Paulina, for that. And the next 2 minutes for Dennis.
Yes, thank you for inviting us here and also to talk to the people. Remember that we are in a global citizenship when we use the digital platforms. So whatever you post about yourself, portrays an image about you. So let's be very careful what we post, and then what we even share from others. If the source is not clear, then we should make sure we refrain from that. Otherwise, we need correct information to go to the people.
And of course, that brings us to the end of today's nationwide discussion. Mm-hmm. And also, I hope as you are postponing your conference and your wonderful work for some time, you can even come again and again and update us about what we can
do. Yes, thank you. We're honored, definitely.
Yeah, as the Internet Governance Forum,
mm-hmm.
people are thirsty for a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions are pending. So we hope in 2 weeks' time you can come again and update us
on
what should be done.
Definitely,
And that is thanks from me, and thanks to Paulina Buru and Danaya Dennis from the Internet Governance Forum. That is a multi-stakeholders forum that is about how internet can be governed and should be governed in South Sudan. And it's all from me, Gabriel Shadar, on Nationwide on Radio Maria. Thanks for listening.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.